Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Gadget Show podcast, because today Jason is sitting down with a very special guest, Panos Panay, Amazon's devices and services leader and the man heading up the team behind Alexa Plus.
Yeah, we'll be talking all about the rollout of Alexa Plus here in the UK, what makes this new version of Alexa different, and how AI is about to make Amazon's smart devices a whole lot smarter. Before we hear that conversation, though, a big thanks to CEX for sponsoring this special episode of the Gadget Show podcast.
Let's start with a simple question. Yes. When was the last time that you actually looked through all the tech that you've got at home?
What about the lockup? The attic? I mean, not very recently, because most of us have quite a bit of a tech archive going on. I'm talking old phones, tablets, cameras, games, you know what I'm talking about. Things we've upgraded from, but never quite got round to doing anything else with.
And that is where CEX comes in.
Yeah, because you can trade in loads of different tech, phones, laptops, games, cameras, tablets, and turn them into cash, or of course store credit to put towards something else.
And the tech that they sell isn't just secondhand and forgotten about, it's fully tested and refurbished.
Plus, it all comes with a 5-year warranty, which is longer than many brand new gadgets offer.
So if you're thinking about upgrading your tech, or you just want to see what your old gadgets might be worth,
head to webuy.com or pop into your local CEX and take a look.
Right, let's get into it. Here's Jace with Panos Panay.
Well, a big hello to Panos Panay. Great to have you with us on the Gadget Show podcast.
Pumped Panos, to be here. Pumped to be here.
Brilliant.
Jason.
And it looks very sunny where you are.
It turns out I'm in the UK.
What's going on? What is going on?
I don't know what happened.
Absolutely stunning.
I was told it was going to be raining all week, but I got here and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You wanted the full London drizzle experience.
I've lived in Seattle the last 25 years or so of my life. I mean, I understand the culture of drizzle.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Because, of course, you've been behind some hugely influential hardware over the years, from your pivotal work on Surface, of which I was a huge fan back in the day.
Cool.
I remember having a Minecraft club, and we had 4 Surface users.
You
and
did.
We were able to play Minecraft in the cafe every Saturday when my kids were young.
It's a great product. We did a lot of design points to get Minecraft right. That's awesome that you used it for that reason.
I would like to, so you've got great credentials, but I'd like to talk about what you're doing now, because of course you've moved to Amazon, where you're heading up the brand new Alexa Plus, which I've got all kinds of interesting questions about. But yeah, what led to that?
I mean, it's a crazy exciting time in tech. It's incredible. You know, if you want to reflect, you talk about kind of through the ages, when you see what's happening with AI right now, the transformation, what you can do with a product, what a product can do for a customer, that engagement, the new models of working is pretty, it's pretty incredible, Jason. Like, and Alexa Plus is just now launching in the UK, finally, which is ultimately, you know, the ultimate digital assistant in your home.
So I'm interested because I was kind of, you know, sometimes technology explodes before your eyes and you can't believe that something was even possible. So you'll get a brand new category and it almost comes out of nowhere. And then other times I'm sort of almost waiting for the bus. And I'm looking at, let's you know, if I can say the word, I'm looking at Siri and I'm thinking, yeah, you're kind of dumb. And I don't really understand why I'm talking to another large language model like a person. But the one sort of, you know, the one or two solutions that I really, really want to work are not working. And I would definitely put Alexa into that category. For me, the interaction with these very beautiful devices, especially your new range, which I'm very familiar with because I was part of a journalist event at Christmas, so I was able to see the new Echo
cool.
Studio.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful
they are.
Products right now.
But they deserve a brain, don't they? Is that kind of where you're going with this?
It's a way to think about it. Look, it's challenging. You there's a couple of things. You kind of said it, like how taking this new world of AI, LLMs, how you're using maybe a chat box right now and what you're typing in there and what you're getting back and the depth of something that comes from that. How does that translate to a personal assistant in the home, something you talk to every day? How does it come to life for you? It's what Alexa Plus is doing. It is what You know, if you use the classic form of Alexa, it is now basically, in essence, we've replaced the entire product with an LLM-based architecture. It's not simple to do. To your point of maybe other agents out there not doing it yet, it really does come down to you can have any conversation, but you also, any conversation, like it's limitless. You don't have to change your speak. You can just do it conversationally like we're doing now, have a great conversation. But it also does all the things that Alexa used to do, whether, you know, something as simple as a timer or create a list. And then it just expands into this world of, think about your personal assistant, and if you had one, what it would mean, or if you wanted one, what would you ask your assistant to do for you? Book a reservation, order food, maybe update your calendar, just send information to it. Like right now, you can, if you get an email from a friend and you just share it with Alexa, Alexa will update your calendar, give you the notifications, remind you of when the upcoming meetings are, and it'll just happen kind of automagically. And all of a sudden,
automagically,
it's like this moment of it's actually pretty incredible when Alexa props up and says, "Hey, just a reminder, you're meeting with Jason today." And like, that's a powerful moment where you didn't ask for it, but your assistant came forward and shared it with you. It's what we call being proactive. There are just these little nuances now with the power of the LLM behind the product and what you can do with it, where there's really not any limits where you want to take it, that they serve the customer in such a way that it, you know what, it brings delight, Jason. It's what it does.
Yeah, but I understand the challenges that you face, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm an early tester of OpenClaw. I have an OpenClaw agent, an agentic agent.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, I keep her. I've named her Rachel after the character from Blade Runner. But anyway,
okay.
I keep her safely on a server, on a VPS. And just, I know you'll be down with this, but just for people listening and watching that may not be familiar with that, it's a cloud-based server. And the reason I do that is because of the very agentic power you're talking about, the ability that you are, the sort of picture you're drawing for us, the ability for these large language models to grab your credit card and go and book you a flight, which sounds fantastic. And I'm here for, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I was referring to in my previous question. But obviously it comes with enormous concerns, doesn't it? Because when you give you give an agent that amount of access to your life from a product like Alexa Plus, where you're rolling it out to millions of people, you've got to make sure that it's locked down, right? And that must be quite challenging.
It is challenging, but you know, remember, we have 10 years of history here, like in privacy and security, which are super critical elements. But you're right, if you're going to get this right, you do have to protect customers' lives. You have to protect their data. You have to protect everything that is precious to them. You do it in the most secure way possible. You do it, but what I will tell you is probably the most important thing is make sure the customer's in control. Like, to your point, you're managing your own server. You're in full control. What do you want? What do you not want to keep? What matters to you most? How, you know, making sure it keeps contained. And that's what we do. We just protect people's privacy. We protect their data. That's the most important thing. It's almost like, it's like a product making 101 right now. Like, that's where you start. And, you know, that's where we put our focus.
The other thing I'm interested to ask you, actually, I'd like to ask a sort of lifestyle question. I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to a few kind of Silicon Valley labs or startups or whatever, and I've got a bit of a sense for
you got to come to ours, by the way.
I would absolutely love to.
Like, get to Seattle and check out our labs. I mean, they're so fun. They're so fun. There's so much creativity happening there.
This
so
is what
creation.
I want to ask you about. So yeah. Could you just describe that? So when you go in, do you have like little pretend early Alexas that are in kind of, you know, development? And then is it like that?
I don't know. I've never used the word pretend in that sense. I mean, that's a new one. But I think there's prototypes everywhere.
That's a better word.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. Like you because here, if you can think it, you can make it. And that's kind of the dream, like, and especially now with the tools that are out there, you from literally 3D printing something that you just think about, you write a little bit of code and pop it out the other side, or create a drawing and then, you know, recast that drawing into something you wanted to see, something precious, something beautiful. You mentioned it before. You look at the new devices. I'm looking at one right around the laptop here, like these, like every detail thought through. The way you get through that is you get in the lab and you put the object in front of you, you put the software, the bits on the product, you holistically look at this experience, and you check every part of it, like as if it was one of the most precious things you could be dealing with at the time. And when you do that, you both put your passion into it, and then you either see the flaws or you see the beauty. Sometimes those are the same thing, sometimes. And ultimately, you refine till you feel like you've got it to the point where your customer will also fall in love with it, which is probably the most important part of this whole thing, like the customer, what do they want, what do they need? Because we can invent a lot of stuff and create stuff, and we throw a lot of things against the wall, if you will, or, you know, just to test it. Is this going to work? Is this going to work? Is this going to work? But at the end of the day, your customer tells you what works. If you're listening, you find those things, and then you take those and you keep adapting.
Well, let me give you a really interesting bit of customer feedback. So I bought the Echo Studio for my father-in-law this Christmas. Now, he's 82, and he is Echo's biggest fan, Alexa's biggest fan.
Okay.
Because obviously, because you can see, being partially sighted, it's a very important window on the world.
Sure.
And I was really excited to see what he thought. And obviously, I was a little bit, I sort of jumped the gun, because Alexa Plus, as you know, and don't worry, I'm not going to push you for a release date, but let me put it this way. He really wants to know when Alexa Plus is coming. But what sort of functionality are we talking about for the new generation of Alexa for someone like my father-in-law?
Well, here's the deal. Like, it's awesome that what's his name? What's your father-in-law's name?
William.
It's awesome that William's using the product, partially sighted. Like, that just touched such a soft spot for me. You know, we think about designing these products for everyone, which is like a big part, including William. You know, it's gotten to such a point of natural conversation where William now can have any conversation, doesn't have to do what you would call, you know, Alexa speak, or very targeted, what we would call command and control. Like, I'm going to say this and I hope to get this response. It's changed. It's just, say what you're thinking and the actions will take place. It's not only conversational, but it's meant to then go take action for you and do more. So in the spirit of, you know, William wants to create lists, keep some memories, make sure Alexa understands his calendar, check what's up to date and his most important news, and just do it in the most conversational way. It's super, Jason, in that way, it's like, it's quite pleasant. It's almost romantic in the spirit of, like, you could just have any conversation you want and get to that deep level of engagement. I gotta imagine, like, for somebody like William, partial sight, like, this is like, it becomes that window for many people. It becomes the window to the world. Like, I'm just gonna have conversations. I wanna learn as much as I can. It's got limitless knowledge. And so there's really no barrier. And when you move from command and control, is what I would call it, that's kind of a dorky word, but let's call it, specific question, give me a specific answer, to literally just saying what you're thinking. A good example, if William uses anything with his smart home or he's doing any controls in his house, in the past, William would have to go to his app and program whatever he wanted. Hey, at 8 p.m., turn the lights off, lower the blinds, or whatever it might be. And it would take 13 to 15 steps. Now he can just say it. Hey, every night, or Mondays and Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, I want you to dim the lights a little bit. I want you to lower the blinds, whatever it might be. All of a sudden, you're doing programming with your voice.
Right. Okay.
And when you think of, like, the traditional input methods of being a power user, whether you were typing in a keyboard, pointing, touching, tapping through, if you will, settings, now it's just quite literally, you're a power user by speaking. And so somebody like William, who can just get the device to do anything he needed by just speaking, it empowers the user in a massive way.
Great. Absolutely fantastic. I want to ask about the internal architecture, especially the Echo Studio, if I could stay on that, although I know there are other models in the range. But I was so impressed with the sound quality of it. So I want to ask a couple of questions. One is, you know, how did you approach the sound design, which is remarkable given the relatively diminutive size of it.
Yeah.
And also something else I wanted to make sure that I wasn't imagining was that I can get several Echo Studios or an Echo Studio and some other standard, more standard Echoes and make a surround sound setup, which interests me because I'm a big cinema buff and I quite like the idea of an easy, you know, wireless surround setup.
So yeah, what we were trying to do there is we wanted to make surround sound, if you will, the theater experience easy for anyone. One of the beautiful parts of Alexa Plus is if you have a Fire TV or a Fire TV stick and you plug it in, all you have to do is plug in your Echoes, your Studios, anywhere. We'll identify those for you. It'll be easy setup. There's nothing you have to do. And basically, we'll optimize the room for perfect sound. If you have five speakers, you get the ultimate experience. If you have three speakers, we'll still distribute the sound as evenly as we possibly can. But it's all done without you having to intervene or worry about it. We're just basically making it easier for you, kind of making the novice an expert. You don't have to worry. Just plug them in, turn it on, and Alexa Plus does the rest. It finds the speakers, optimizes it, does the channel management, and then delivers an incredible viewing experience. But that's what's pretty cool. We call it Alexa Home Theater. It's one of the things that, for me, it's almost a pet project. I use it at home now.
Great.
And it's outstanding. Like, outstanding.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
And a little baffling, like, when you're in your own living room and all you did was plug in a few speakers and now the sound is perfect and there's noise happening all around you when you're watching and you really immerses you into the show like any theater would hopefully do for you. And that, you know, that's an emotional kind of disappear into it experience. On the other side, like, you nailed it. We put so much energy right now into the details and the audio and the sound for these speakers. We have a couple of labs around the world, and all we're doing is fine-tuning and optimizing and redesigning the product to pack as much punch as we can in a small amount of area. We have some unique IP that flows to these devices and won't talk about, but ultimately it was for, like you say, we're trying to get incredible audio at price points that people, that are great for people to get into, kind of what you would feel like is high-end audio, but you're paying kind of a lot less than you would for the type of sound you're getting off these devices. It is a focal point for us to make sure we're delivering premium sound, you know, at price points that customers love.
Great. Yeah, it's working so far. I was hugely impressed.
Yeah, I mean, if you put two studios, pretty magical. You just put two studios anywhere in the same vicinity, turn them on, get to stereo, and let them manage each other. And then you can talk to Alexa anytime you want. You can play any music off of it. And you just, it's immersive. It's rad.
Fantastic. And great use of the word rad. One of my favorite words.
It's like for a surfer in the 80s. You know, I'm not going to say I was ever a surfer, but I mean, you're telling me you're a surfer. So what am I, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so moving forward, do you see the future of Alexa living mainly in speakers like Amazon Echo or maybe spreading into other devices and environments?
Yeah, I think, you know, think of Alexa as kind of the AI assistant that goes with you. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty important. We made an announcement that Alexa Plus will be in BMW, which is very cool. Like, you're moving from your home to your car. One of my favorite scenarios with Alexa right now is I'm always kind of creating lists with my family. Our classic list is where are we going to have dinner? And, you know, we're a larger family or a family of six. We can't seem to agree on when we're going to have dinner, where we're going to have dinner. We argue about what restaurants. And so over time, you know, the family just talks to Alexa and says, don't forget this restaurant. We love this restaurant. These are my favorite foods. And like Isabella, one of my daughters, it'll know it's Isabella. And then when the night comes that we're time for dinner, instead of us arguing together, we quite literally just ask Alexa, like, what's on our list? How many restaurants? What did Bella want? It's Bella's time to choose. Alexa will make the recommendation as kind of part of the family. This is that natural conversation flow. Then you get to your BMW, if you will. Not mine, I don't have one. But the dream is you get in your car and you basically say, Alexa, take me to that restaurant. And that's what happens. And so when you see that funnel, it's not just the device in the home, also be in the car. We're thinking about other devices in the future, which I won't talk about today. That are in the lab, in that same lab that we talked about earlier, that are a lot of fun. And then it's on Fire TV. It's in your Ring cameras. And so you have this assistant, this virtual assistant with you everywhere. If you buy a Ring camera, if you have a Fire TV, if you have an Alexa, if you have an Eero router, these set of devices that are here in the UK, even your Kindle, you take notes on your Kindle now, your Kindle Scribe, Alexa, you can share those with Alexa, and then you can just ask Alexa any questions about your notes. So it's this connective tissue amongst devices where Alexa shows up through all of it. And it's like your assistant is with you everywhere. And that's really the goal. So you feel empowered to give it a note, leave any message, make sure it's reminding you and being proactive of the things that you need to get done. And that's what Alexa will do.
I love that. I think the car, that's one of those environments where I use that analogy of waiting for a bus. You know, it feels like, and it's because of the safety, you know, deployment en masse, I guess, and other technical issues, but it's such a perfect environment, is it not, for an AI assistant? You know, it's what you need when you're hands-on, fully focused. Even adjusting the radio is arguably not the safest thing to do.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Especially when it's natural. If you just can have a conversation, what you want. You know, in right now with Alexa Plus, as an example, you don't remember the song you thought of. You don't have to say play X. You literally can just have the conversation. I'm thinking of a song. It sounded like this. You can sing it. It'll find it for you, play it back for you. Just stuff like that, where you just, it's more natural. And in your car, your hands are on the wheel. Sure. Like, just have the conversation. It'll find what you want. It'll do it within, you know, speeds that are a bit mind-blowing.
Yeah, what I'd like to be able to do.
All right, tell me. Let's see if we can make sure we can create it for you.
Okay, so I'm terrible for content. I love immersing myself in kind of documentaries generally on YouTube.
Okay.
And it might be if I'm going for a walk or if I'm driving long distances. And of course, I'll get to the end of one and then I'm at the mercy of, you know, the YouTube algorithm or whatever it is. And I'd rather have an active role in sending it off looking for some content that I might want to listen to. So I might want to say something like, I don't know, could you find me a documentary about space? Or I'd like to understand something about how nuclear power stations work. These are the sorts of things that occupy me.
Yeah, I think
when I want to switch off while I'm driving.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, is that doable? Is that
it's beyond doable. I would push you even one step further. I would just say, maybe just say how you're feeling,
talk
about where you're driving, and ask if it has any ideas for you, like the idea
that.
You know, I don't know. Pick you're driving through Brighton or near Brighton, and like, hey, I'm near Brighton. Anything in the interest of Brighton out there that I should be thinking about, or a podcast, or you know, just something where, or I'm feeling gloomy. I'm not looking for something exciting right now. What are your ideas? When you get there, then it'll create relevant context and it'll present options for you. And then, you know, just get to the point of like, no, it's not what I'm hoping for. I want something else. And then you just keep going back and forth until you get what you want. Although I will say the agent's pretty refined and it'll understand what you're looking for and it'll deliver options. I think we get pretty close to that, but yeah, you just say what you're thinking or what you're hoping to get after. Basically, create your own algorithm is what it comes down to.
Just to ask you about how British households use Alexa and whether that's different to other parts of the world.
You know, they're pretty sophisticated. Funny enough, like there's a lot of home automation. It may surprise you, I don't know, but there's a lot of smart home, and which is super powerful for Alexa Plus because you're basically your controls are just getting that much smarter, what you can do with the home, how you can program it with your voice and get control. There's a lot of audio, a lot of music, a lot of engagement relative to audio podcasts, morning briefings, news. And these just all get so much better with Alexa Plus when it gets here, which is why we're so excited. It's one of our biggest countries for Alexa, and there's a lot of brand love. So I can't tell you how excited I am to get Alexa Plus here and see the impact it's going to have for these customers.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. Well, I've got one more question for you.
Yeah.
And it's the future gazing question that I like to ask people every time we have a guest. In simple terms, I mean, what do you see Alexa doing maybe in the next 10 years? Where's this technology going?
You know, I hope it is the assistant of your life and the one you trust. I think people are going to use a lot of different agents over the next several years. But it really does come down to, you know, this product is ambient. It's there with you. It's in your home. You just speak. You don't have to turn anything on. You don't have to open an app. When you need it, you call for it. It's secure. It's safe. It's private. And, you know, you hope in 5 to 10 years, without me spilling the future, that it's pervasive in your life. It's everywhere you want it to be. But here's what's important, Jason. It's where you want it. You know, I think one of the most important things, even as we generate what's next for products and what's happening in the AI world, is customers need to be in control. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most powerful attributes that Amazon brings to the table. Like, what does a customer need? How do we give them the most control possible? And then provide it. That's where my focus is right now. And I think when you see the new Alexa Plus, you'll kind of get that feeling.
I'm super excited. And I can sense that your customer focus is genuine. And I think, you know, I'm a huge advocate of that. I think
it is real, man. You have to listen. You have to listen, especially right now. By the way, when you start engaging Alexa Plus, hopefully you feel that as well.
Well, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much, Panos, for joining us on the Gadget Show podcast.
It's great to meet you, Jason. Thank you for having me.
And that is it for today. Huge thanks to Panos for joining us and giving us a really interesting look at what's happening behind the scenes at Amazon.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff, isn't it, Susie? And always great hearing from the people actually building the tech that we end up using every day and often reviewing on this here podcast. Panos, thanks so much for your time.
And thank you to you for listening. And if you enjoyed the episode, make sure that you follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a new one.
Yeah, the main Gadget Show podcast lands every week with the latest tech news, gadget chat, and the usual beautiful mix, Susie, of organized chaos. See you next time.
Bye.
The Gadget Show podcast with Jason and Susie was presented by Jason Bradbury and Susie Perry off the telly. It was produced by Ewan Keel and Tom Clint and is a North One production.